I'm World Women. India, which ranks third globally in COVID-19 deaths and second in infections, has reported its lowest daily increase in coronavirus deaths in nearly 3 months. The health ministry on Thursday reported 680 fatalities within a 24-month period. I'm sorry, a 24-hour period. That was the lowest in 11 weeks. The country was seeing more than 1,000 virus deaths per day as of last month. The ministry also reported nearly 68,000 new infections, raising India's total to more than 7.3 million. Health experts have warned about the potential for the virus to spread during the religious festival season beginning later this month, which is marked by huge gatherings of people in temples and in shopping districts. 8 new English areas, including London, will be subject to more stringent coronavirus restrictions because of a rising number of cases, the government announced on Thursday. Health Secretary Matt Hancock said the measures, which include a ban on household mixing starting Saturday, were necessary to try and halt the exponential spread of the virus. The curbs will affect some 9 million people in the British capital and more than 2 million in parts of the Southeast, Midlands, North, and Northwest. Mr. Hancock told Parliament that in London, infection rates are on a steep upward path, and the number of cases is doubling every 10 days. On Wednesday, nearly 20,000 new positive cases were reported across the UK, while the number of deaths, 137, was in triple digits for the second day. In China, where COVID-19 is said to have originated, a hospital president and the director of the health commission in the northern Chinese city of Qingdao have been fired. This comes as the region of 9 million saw a spike in at least a dozen new cases. This is VOA News. Uganda's pop star turned politician Bobby Wine said Thursday that a raid on his offices was an attempt to block his bid to run in a presidential election due early next year. Wine, who is an opposition MP, said that security forces had taken documents containing millions of signatures a candidate is required to collect to enter the presidential race. He said the raid has taken us a step backwards because time is running out for his nomination and most of the signatures needed were taken by security. He accused the government of veteran President Yoweri Museveni of employing desperate strategies to stay in power. An army spokeswoman said that the purpose of the raid was to seize outfits and berets worn by Wine supporters that they argue are military wear. Museveni, one of Africa's longest-serving rulers, had the constitution amended for a second time to allow him to run a sixth time in 2021. U.S. President Donald Trump and challenger Joe Biden will compete for TV audiences and dueling town hall meetings, and that's instead of meeting face-to-face for their second debate, as originally was planned. The two will take questions in different cities on different networks Thursday night, Mr. Trump on NBC from Miami, Biden on ABC from Philadelphia. Mr. Trump backed out of plans for the originally scheduled presidential face-off after debate organizers shifted the format to a virtual event following Trump's coronavirus diagnosis. Meantime, millions of early ballots have already been cast for the November 3rd election. Both candidates are out campaigning, with Mr. Trump holding rallies in the battleground states of Florida, Pennsylvania, and Iowa, and Mr. Biden traveling to Ohio and also to Florida. Another presidential debate on October 22nd is still scheduled to take place, though it's unclear in what format. First debate last month descended into insults and interruptions between the two candidates. Protesters are out in force in the streets of the Thai capital, Bangkok. They're defying a ban on gatherings. The protesters chanted for the release of people detained in the crackdown. An emergency decree was issued early on Thursday morning in response to protests in Bangkok on Wednesday. The decree, which banned gatherings of more than four people, went into effect early on Thursday. Riot police gathered around the protesters, and pictures from the scene showed clashes and some protesters being forcefully arrested. And hundreds of prisoners are being freed between the warring sides in Yemen since the conflict there began in 2015. More than 600 Houthi rebels and 400 pro-government prisoners are expected to be released over the next 2 days. For VOA News, the remote, I'm Laurel Bowman.
And more. VOA 1.